Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-thru locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. Welcome back to Juno Afternoon here on KTOO. Our next guest is with the Juno Artist Gallery to talk about First Friday, which is tonight. Cam Burns. Cam, thanks for coming in.
Oh, well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to have you here. Now, I've set up a things happen, right?
Things happen.
I'm going to get you to move your mic up just a little bit, Cam.
Okay.
There you go. There perfect.
Go. Ooh, all right.
There you go. And so you had a featured artist all set up, and then he just got a little ill.
But it worked out all right. If anybody had come down to the gallery in January, even into February, it would have looked like we were out of business. We had some infrastructure problems with the building that meant we had to move everything out of there unexpectedly.
Oh, okay.
But we're up and running now, and partly because we had to move everything out of there and redo some things inside, the place looks great.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it got repainted.
The good side of this.
Yeah,
okay.
And a lot of the artists got to shift spots around. We do the seniority thing when somebody moves out. It looks a lot different.
Well, tell me about that. You just mentioned like you have a seniority thing. Tell me about the concept of the Juno Artist Gallery. How does it all work? Who's represented there? All that.
Yeah,
kind of
the
stuff.
Juno Artist Gallery is open to artists from Juno. You have to live in Juno because you have to be able to work behind the counter and serve on the committees and things like that. So it's all Juno people. We're open year round.
I go there Christmas stuff always. I mean, like that's such
right.
A
actually,
good
December
spot
is our biggest month.
Yeah.
Now we're busy steadily over the summer, but then December is our biggest month,
yeah.
And we really push it then. Yeah. So
yeah.
And you get juried into the gallery. We get a lot of people approach us who have 5 things to sell, and they want to put it. We said no. You got to be able to produce, keep your spot stocked, and things like that.
So you're looking for really, working artists.
Working artists.
Really, definitely. Who are cranking out stuff all the time.
Yes, who can do. Who
do
can
you,
keep the walls.
When you're looking at stuff, are you looking at artists that have a specific style, or does the style work in, or how does that kind of play?
Well, now I've been there 6 years, and noticed that over that time, things change. You know, we've had potters in there. Well, we don't have any potters in there right now. We've had people who do put paint on material, dresses and things like that, or pictures, and they come and go. So you never really know. In the course of maybe 2-year period, it ebbs and flows.
Sure, and people's production goes up and down or that
right.
kind of thing,
yep.
And they may not be a part of it anymore, that
right,
sort of thing.
Yeah. So we'd really like to have about 22, 23 artists. I think right now we have 17. So we've got, which is good and bad. You know, it helps to share the cost to have the right number. But when we have blank spots on the walls, the rest of us can bring in more stuff to put out there. And that's kind of fun. You know,
yeah.
I like big pictures, so I get a chance to put more big pictures up.
Well, that's true, right? You need actual having just physical wall
physical
space. If
wall
you work
space.
In large kind of medium, then, you can only maybe hang a few things up. Versus,
that's right.
Yeah,
you know,
right,
so,
right.
Yeah. And then if you've been to the gallery in the past, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, but haven't been there in a while, we've opened it up a lot more. It's really bright and roomy, a little more handicapped accessible, easier for wheelchairs to get around and things like that. But it feels really good. It's fun to go in there.
Yeah. It does feel like, so many communities have almost big, large areas where there's many individual artists that have little booths or that kind of thing. And this feels like that small piece of it for that in Juno.
Yeah, it's the fact that it's a cooperative gallery and you have to be a member to work there is a little different than like a weekend thing where you set up your booth at Centennial Hall or something like
right,
that.
Right, yeah.
You know, we're all working together, making decisions about the gallery, supporting each other. When somebody gets sick and suddenly, oh, there goes our First Friday artist, well, what are we going to do?
Right.
So here I am.
Fill in. That's right. That's how it goes. Yeah. Yeah. So, well, tell me about if someone's listening right now and they're an artist and they feel like they would be ready, how would they get involved in the Juno Artist
Gallery? Well, they could come down to the gallery and pick up an application, always behind the counter is one of the artists. So, and we're all happy to talk about the gallery and how you get into it. So I deflect some people who come down who, as I mentioned, only have a few pieces they're trying to sell. But then others say, ooh, this person looks good, you know, talk it up and tell them how it works. And in the end, it goes to our committee, which is mostly a committee of one. DeVita will eventually get hold of them once she looks through their application. And then
is that
bottom,
DeVita Ryder?
Yes, right.
Wonderful artist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Her spot is so bright and colorful, paintings and things. Yeah. So, and then eventually the person will have to get juried in, actually bring their work in there. And I've noticed over the last couple of years, the quality of the work has really gone up. I mean, this is professional stuff here.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really surprise, it's not really a surprise to hear that. There's so many creative people in Juneau.
This town is so creative.
Yeah.
Which kind of takes me to another point about First Friday that I was thinking about today. What am I going to say when I come in here? We don't have a particular artist. But all the stores, all the galleries, all the coffee shops that are going to be open tonight with new shows and local artists showing their work, these are not tourist shops. Of course, we all like having tourists come in and buy, spend money. But these are all local. We're open year-round. All the stores are open year-round that are going to be busy tonight. So if you come down tonight, you're supporting, you know, year-round businesses in downtown Juneau.
Well,
that don't leave with the ships.
That's a great point, isn't it?
I thought that was a good point.
That is a good point. Hey.
Because we're there all the time. We're open year-round. And it how much work there is ebbs and flows. So.
If someone goes there, is there a newest artist or one of the artists that you're really excited about their work right now that you'd say, oh, you need to make sure you check out these couple of artists?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. Partly because we've had so many changes since we brought all our stuff in. I mean, we had to clear everything out of there and put it in a vacant store upstairs in the building. You know, it really was a little sad. You know, I went in there the third week in January, and it was sad. Nobody was actually working, and the floor was half dug up, and I just went, ooh, this is really sad. But watching it come together over the last 3 weeks and everybody coming in and bringing in new stuff and rearranging, so the place is just – it's really fun.
Maybe that's the thing to think about. Even the established artists, they have really new work up.
New work.
Because this was an opportunity to rethink their space and
to
take everything down.
Some of them are in entirely new spaces.
Okay.
Went from this wall to this wall and, try it there. We got some new lighting in.
Very nice.
New sound system.
That can make a big difference.
Even a new cash register.
All right. Well, hopefully you'll wear that thing down, this summer. Well, Cam, thanks so much for coming on.
Well,
and
thanks
telling
for having
us about
me.
It. Mm-hmm. Have a great First Friday. Starting in like an hour.
And we always have food.
Yeah. And there's always food there. Okay. Very good. That's the Juneau Artists Gallery. It's over in the Senate Building. There's no featured artist tonight because everyone's a featured artist in the refurbished space.
Yeah, that's it. We're all featured.
They're all featured there. Cam, thanks so much for coming in and letting us know about what's happening with the Juneau Artist Gallery. Okay. Mm-hmm.